Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On the heels of comments by President Biden, the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to invade Taiwan. Top U.S. military leaders are saying today U.S. policy regarding Taiwan has not changed. That was also echoed by a White House official. Meanwhile, in terms of Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, speaking at a Pentagon briefing today, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the joint effort to help Ukraine continues.
Together, we have put forth to the Ukrainian war effort. The Ukrainian military's capacity to defend their homeland against Russian attack is directly tied to the quality and quantity of the assistance they are receiving.
Biden has continued to rule out putting U.S. forces in direct conflict with Russia, though the U.S. and other NATO allies have shipped billions of dollars in military assistance to the country. Ukraine's parliament has extended the country's wartime regime for another 3 months, just 3 months after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. As NPR's Yulian Haida reports, many people on the streets of Kyiv are already celebrating Ukraine's victory a bit early.
I found Konstantin Lyubianitsky waiting in the rain for 4 hours outside the central post office, all for a stamp. He says it shows the silhouette of a Ukrainian soldier holding up an undignified hand gesture towards a Russian ship. Lyubianitsky says a lot of Ukrainians see themselves in the image. The design won out in an online poll, and Ukraine's Post has printed it on 5 million stamps. Of the dozen or so people I talked to, none was planning to resell the stamp or even use it on postage. They all plan to keep it as an heirloom to commemorate Ukraine's victory, even if the war's not over yet. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
A case of monkeypox has now been confirmed in Massachusetts. A few more are suspected in New York, Florida, and Utah. That's according to the CDC. Health officials are preparing vaccines and treatments in case the outbreak grows. More NPR's Ping Wong.
It's very rare in the U.S., but a handful of monkeypox cases has been reported, and the CDC expects more to come. The cases were identified in people who have recently traveled abroad. Captain Jennifer McQuiston of the CDC says the monkeypox virus usually spreads between people through contact with rashes or lesions.
What we're talking about here is close contact. It's not a situation where if you're passing someone in the grocery store, they're going to be at risk for monkeypox.
Health officials say the virus can spread to anyone, but has been cropping up recently among gay men. They urge anyone with a new rash to get it tested and checked out. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Starbucks is the latest big U.S. company to pull out of Russia. The specialty coffee company saying it intends to close its 130 stores there. Starbucks says it is committed to paying its 2,000 Russian employees for 6 months and will help them transition to new jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 618 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Surgeon General has issued an advisory on the heels of burnout facing physicians, nurses, and other healthcare workers. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, the advisory comes at a time of growing awareness about the toll of the coronavirus pandemic on providers.
Burnout decreases work satisfaction and increases the risk of mental health problems. And recent studies show that more than half of all healthcare workers in the country are experiencing at least one symptom of mental illnesses like depression, anxiety, and PTSD. A growing number are leaving the industry, pushing the workforce shortage to crisis levels. The Surgeon General's advisory lists steps to address the problem, including readily available on-demand access to care for mental health and substance use. The advisory also calls for living wages, paid sick and family leave, rest breaks, support for educational loan repayments, and family-friendly policies. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
A government website that allows people to request free COVID-19 home tests is accepting a third round of requests. The White House announcing today that U.S. households can ask for an additional 8 free at-home COVID-19 tests. President Biden is committed to making 1 billion of the home tests available to the public for free. Only about 350 million have been shipped so far. Because so many are still available, the government says it decided to launch a third round of free tests at a time COVID-19 cases are rising in some areas. Crude oil futures prices ended the session little changed today, as it seems increasingly likely the EU's proposed ban on the use of Russian oil may not pass. Oil up just barely to settle above $110 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.